I'm thinking that Bobby Knight and Bart Musburger for two Mondays in a row have pretty much had games they just as soon not been doing.
Yeah, they could not have been phoning it in any more than they were at the end of the first half last night.
Yeah, yeah. They were in Manhattan last night, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And I was told yesterday by Homer Jacobs was in to do Chip Show. I didn't realize it, but Musburger lives in Missoula, Montana, and he flies commercial. This is what Homer was saying, that really? He heard Musburger talk. He talks about this flight that he gets out of Missoula that gets everywhere he needs to be, but that's kind of a grind, you know?
No, you know, and I don't know.
Missoula's a beautiful place in the summertime, you know, but still.
Well, and he may want to do that. I don't know if y'all have done that, but I've done that thing going into Manhattan without a charter, where you got to fly into KC and then drive through some really exciting land to get there. Anyway, but I can't imagine that ESPN doesn't run a jet for him.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that.
Well,
but anyway. Yeah. So he comes in already pumped up.
Right. Yeah, he's already mad at somebody. His luggage is already lost. Yeah. He's been
And again, last Monday was a blowout. There's no question about that. But at least you had the rivalry factor, and you're at the Drum, and that's a pretty good place to watch a ball game. But, I mean, yeah, that last night
was... No, it's not.
Oh, well, I've seen some good games there.
Well, you're talking about the quality of the game. I'm talking about the quality of the facility.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, you're a mile away from it.
You're too far away.
I used to go there when it was brand new, before they had to scratch that gum off the chair. But but anyhow, yeah. But
no, I've watched some really good games there.
Yeah. No, that was the game last night I watched from the other room. I mean, never mind.
I mean, because not once but twice I've watched the Mighty Tigers of Clarksville claim a state championship in that building.
Ah, there you go.
Well, there you are. Yes, sir. So be it. Were you out on the court?
He stormed the court.
Bouncing with the mascot. Yeah.
No. The first time they played, because they've lost two or three state championship games there, but the first time they played, which was in 1989, we went down to the court because my stepdad was a former Little League baseball coach of one of the players, and he just wanted to go down and touch base with him.
Right, absolutely. Yep.
And as we found our way down to the court, walked past this ginormous kid, who had just won a state championship, and his name was Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, nobody knew how to pronounce it then.
We just knew that they had a really tall kid, and he was a one-man gang and going to LSU at that point.
That's right. San Antonio Cole, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so Rahm Emanuel apparently not going to get to run for mayor.
Yeah, how about that? The judge put a squash hold on that, didn't he?
Knowing the language that he uses, do you think he was just a bundle of joy yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's going to take it to the state Supreme Court.
Oh, I'm sure he is. I'm sure
But evidently, the printed ballots have already been ordered.
Oh, my.
Without his name on it.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Not going to be good there, is
it? But they say that if he doesn't make it, that he'll come back and run the reelection campaign.
Oh, good.
Because that's what he'll do.
We need that boy. We need that toe dancing boy in there doing that. So that collective scream that you hear from the liberals, that was yesterday's USA Today op-ed piece where Barack Obama was praising Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
It was Reagan. It would have been Reagan's 100th birthday. Of Reagan, he wrote, "President Reagan recognized the American people's hunger for accountability and change, putting our nation on a bold new path toward both," which I'm trying to... he didn't say that. And although he knew that conflicts between parties and political adversaries were inevitable, he also knew they would never be strong enough to break the ties that bind us together.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, how inspiring. Okay, so tonight's the night.
The
Republicans and Democrats sing together.
The SOTU, as they call it.
Oh, is that it?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They'll all have little bags of gummy bears with Brock's candy there, and they'll pass it among themselves, and they'll all listen and tap their feet.
And guess who's going to be sitting next to Michelle? Just guess.
Kevin Costner. I was wrong, huh?
No, it would be, what's the young man? The intern from Tucson. He will
be there sitting next to
Michelle, so that will... That'll be nice.
Well, it will. Yeah. So we'll see how all that works out. And then of course, Paul Ryan, who is the rock star, will be he'll have the response from the Republican Party. And we mentioned that Michelle Bachmann is going to stream something on YouTube. So,
Bachmann. Do you ever watch Anderson Cooper?
No.
Okay. He has a little segment in his show called "Keeping Him Honest." Okay. And he put it on Michelle Bachmann last night.
Oh.
As far as her knowledge of history.
Oh.
And some obvious mistakes that she's made in recent speeches about history and our forefathers and slavery and stuff like that. So it was quite telling. Anderson Cooper does a good job of this as far as taking people and what they say and putting the old truth meter to it.
Oh, okay.
So it was interesting.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia sent the message out to the states. I think we already knew it, but officially forget about any kind of federal bailout. He said, quote, state governments have the requisite tools to address their ills. In other words, raise your own stinking taxes. Don't expect a handout from us. So that's Eric Cantor giving the bad news. And also, while we're talking about budgets and dollars and things like that, the aforementioned Paul Ryan has said that they're only going to make $60 billion in cuts in this year's budget, but they really want to do more. They said everything will be cut 15% with the exception of defense, veteran affairs, and homeland security if they get their way. In fact, the GOP study group says they want to do more than that. They actually want to cut $100 billion in the next 7 months, which would mean a 30% decrease in agency budgets. And, of course, the Democrats say, you know, if it's a local government, what's the first thing they say is going to have to be cut?
Police and fire.
Police and fire. Okay, well, since we don't have a national fire department...
Mm-hmm.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, because you'd have to fill out forms for them to come put your house out.
It
you know?
Could be a real,
that's right.
real problem.
Yeah, that's right. And they drive over from Shreveport. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah.
Would.
We'll be there Thursday.
We'll be there.
What?
Be there in a while.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the gas bill would just be, you know. Anyway, so they said what that will do is, of course, require them to lay off thousands of FBI agents and food safety inspectors. So, see, we got health and safety, okay? Health and safety, or safety and health. Because, after all, the FBI always answers the call when you need them to come and you know, do whatever. So, that's what the Democrats are saying. And we'll see what happens. It's an interesting little chat. Now, let me see. New York Times, CBS poll finds that U.S. Americans overwhelmingly favor spending cuts by the government rather than raising taxes. Oh, wait a minute until you get to some specific programs.
Yeah. Anything that affects me.
Oh, yeah, right. You gotta cut his program? That's fine.
Well, it's the old college roommate argument. You know, if the house or the apartment was messy, it was your stuff. It was their crap.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you need to clean up your crap because I don't have room for my stuff.
Yeah, this is a justifiable expense. How could you not think that we should do something like that? And, of course, altogether now, it's Medicare and Medicaid right there in the middle of it. So, and Social Security. So we'll see how all that works out, but I don't think there's any new news when it comes to that. And phone poll from the Rasmussen people of about likely 2012 Republican presidential candidates. It's Mitt Romney with a 5-point lead over Sarah Palin and a 7-point lead over Mike Huckabee. Now, Romney pulls 24% support with Palin at 19 and Huckabee at 17 when you talk about just Republicans who consider themselves very conservative. The deal is he's got some more of those moderate/liberal Republicans on his side, and that's the reason I guess he's got the winning numbers right now. And despite calls for him to avoid the event, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, due to attend a closed-door forum yesterday sponsored by the Tea Party Caucus... That's kind of interesting to have a sitting Supreme Court justice go into something that's that partisan. Anyway, and the aforementioned Michelle Bachmann said that some members of Congress on the Democrat side were also planning to attend, making it a bipartisan event. So we may have some news on that today. All right, 647.